Well, coming up this weekend, we're going to be talking an awful lot about golf because we're going to spend our weekend camping out at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club for the annual Tournament of Champions Golf Tournament. And Matt Mullenix is serving as the tournament chairman this year. We're going to talk a little bit about the T of C here this morning with Matt. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me in this morning.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little golf here this morning and talk a little bit about the event itself. It's the 56th annual Tournament of Champions. I'm not sure if anybody thought way back when this first started, that we'd be talking about a 56th annual Tournament of Champions, but it just continues to move forward.
Yes, it does. Everybody out at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club and many people throughout the community have continued to put the effort in, the time in that's devoted to make it a successful tournament. And not only that, but make it a tournament that the golfers want to come back to year in and year out to continue this. So we're very proud of that.
Well, and Matt, just like anything in any part of our lives, anything that's going to continue for a long period of time has to go through a growing process, a maturing process, changes, a little morph here, a little there. You know, you have to kind of keep up with certain things. And we've seen some changes in the Tournament of Champions over the years. We've seen the addition of, well, of course, from way back when it first started, we've seen the addition of 9 more holes. It became an 18-hole course. From more recently, we've seen the addition of, for example, a seniors division. And then last year, we saw the super seniors division for the first time. So, you know, always looking for things that maybe other people are doing and things that can help to enhance the experience out there.
Right. And also, you know, enhancing this experience, but also the game of golf is changing and who's really more involved in it. And we've listened to the participants as well. And so that's where our senior division, super senior divisions have kind of come around, is that you know, there's a lot of competition out there with some of these big tournaments and such. And so, you know, how can we sustain the tournament? And we've found out that those are a couple of divisions that we could implement and capture that audience that's participating in the game of golf nowadays and are looking for these type of tournaments and are willing to come. You know, it's 3 days, almost an entire weekend of your time that you're giving up to come to this tournament. So it's a big investment of not only money and time for those guys.
Well, and it's getting close to the school year. I know for a while we went through a little spate of time where it seemed like about every third golfer was like 14 to 15 years old because these kids were just long hitters and they were winning their club tournaments and stuff. But now it seems like there are fewer of those kinds of participants. I know we've set some different limits and things, but fewer of those types of participants and more of the, I guess, shall we say, adult golfers that are participating. And, you know, just because guys who've been here for a long time and have been really supportive of this tournament coming here year after year are no longer maybe able to compete at the highest level in the championship division. In the senior or the super senior division, they still have an opportunity to come out and be with friends, enjoy a weekend of golf, and be competitive.
Yeah, you're right. You know, at the end of the day, it's, having a good time and being with some of these golfers that they get to meet year in and year out. You know, that's really what they're coming for, is the experience. But there's still that competitive drive. And, you know, some of them, they get up there, and now all of a sudden, a good day for them is shooting 10 over. But that's not good enough for the Tournament of Champions in the championship flight. But if they can be up there with some of their peers, they're still getting that competition, that drive is still there, they're feeling like they're being competitive. So again, you know, those divisions have come around and you know, fulfilled that, still that need in there. So
well, and for some of those guys, this is like old home week too. This is the chance to get to see some of their friends and buddies that they really sometimes only get to see once a year.
Yeah, we've got quite a few of those golfers, a lot of past champions, of course. Once you're a past champion, you're kind of grandfathered into the tournament, kind of like a Masters style card or invite. So yeah, they're coming back year after year and meeting up with these guys, and a lot of the locals have even taken some of these golfers in over the course of the year. And you know, one of the nights they might have them over to their house for a steak or a burger or something like that, and gives them time away from the golf and catch up on the entire year's events. So you see a lot of that out there, and even after the golf, in the lounge and in the bar area and stuff like that, a lot of them getting back together, whether it be golfers or members of the community. And so I think that's just really the aspect of it that I've really captured over the last 6-7 years that I think is just really neat atmosphere for it.
Well, for some of these guys, this is like this is the Super Bowl for them, because the whole purpose, the whole point of it initially was it's a tournament of champions. It's guys who are invited who have won their club championships or their senior club championships or what have you. They get invitations here. Oftentimes their home club will pay the entry fee, so they don't have to worry about that. They get a chance to qualify for something here. Granted, some of the fellows that come here to play golf play in a lot of competitive events around the state, some of the points events and things around the state during the course of the year. But for some of these guys, this is the only chance they really get to get out and really participate in something like this, a format like this. It's kind of special for them.
Yeah, you're right. And like you said, you know, they're here representing their golf course, you know, their area. And that gives them a little extra something to go after. You're not just playing for yourself, but you're also representing your area, your territory. So, you know, another aspect to it, and that makes it a lot of fun for them and competitive atmosphere for it. So, and like we said before, you know, it's an investment of time and money for these guys, you know, whether they're staying overnight, all three nights, two nights, whatever it is. And, you know, they're around here. Some of them bring their spouses. So, you know, they're going to look for something to do during the day and not only just be out of the course. But so, yeah, a lot of different aspects brought to it, and makes it a really unique environment for them. And so that's just another thing that adds to it.
It's a spectator-friendly tournament. You don't have to line up for tickets or pay an entry fee to get on the grounds. Anybody can come out anytime, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, during the course of the competitive golfing that'll be going on. And you got a lot of things for folks to enjoy.
Yeah, we do. You know, we really, really encourage people to come out. Don't be afraid. You know, get out there on the course. Each day we're going to have lunch available on the deck, burgers, hamburgers, brats, drinks and stuff like that. So, you know, come out, you can have lunch out there. You know, even from the deck out there at the course, you know, you've got one tee box there. You can see 7 green, 9 green, 3 green from right there. You can go to the back, and that's a really nice, you'll find a lot of people will hang out on the back nine, because from, you know, just around that to the bathroom area there, you can, you got 12, 15, 17 green, 11 green. So, you know, just a ton of areas where you could stay in one spot and see a ton of golfers coming through. So, you know, don't feel like you're in the way. It's the golfers love it. And a lot of those new ones that come out, they're just like, you mean there's actually people here watching me? and, you know, it makes them a little nervous, but adds to it. But the ones that have come in time and time again, I think that's kind of what makes them come again. You know, hey, there's a little gallery here watching me. Over the course of the day, you really notice on Sunday, hole 18, you know, that kind of starts to fill up. People come out, they sit on the hillside there as it wraps around there, and they'll watch the groups come in and give them a little applause as they finish. And the guys just think that's neat. You know, you hear some of them say, oh, I kind of got goosebumps. You know, that was really neat to have. So, you know, it's a great environment, and that's what keeps the guys wanting to come back then next year.
You bet.
You know, they realize that they're appreciated, and like I said, it's a lot of effort for some of them to make the trip.
Well, you mentioned food and drinks available during the course of the weekend. Also, you got a little entertainment for folks to enjoy.
Yes, we do. On Saturday night, our entertainment committee has done a nice job, and they've have Willie Farrell is going to be coming to town, and he's a regional, maybe a little bit nationally known comedian, and he's going to be performing at 8 o'clock on Saturday night, and I believe it's $15 per person to get you in the door for his show. Also, Mulligan's Restaurant would be open before then, and if you wanted to order anything off the menu. But otherwise, your $15 gets you in for his show, which is, my understanding, a really reasonable price, because Willie Farrell, he's been known to show up at Funny Bone Comedy Club, whether it be Omaha or Des Moines. So he has been around, and I think you're going to pay quite a bit more if you go to one of those venues. But yeah, it's going to be a nice night out, and so we encourage people to come out for that as well.
Yeah, you bet. If you didn't get enough chance to, I'm not golfing this weekend, so you can't laugh at me, but you will laugh at Willie Farrell.
He's and really understands funny. That he really makes his routine a lot of times, what I would say, specific to the area or whatever the event is that he may be at. So, you know, kind of localizes his routine, not just pretty general routine. Makes a lot of local stuff in there too. So.
You bet. Good guy. Funny guy. Real funny. You'll enjoy that. And again, those tickets are just $15 each to enjoy the comedy of Willie Farrell. Now, I know you always get a lot of support. You can't continue to do something for this long without getting some support. I know you've got some sponsors that have stepped up to help finance the tournament and keep things moving in a positive direction. It's always nice to have folks want to step up to the plate.
Yes, we do. You know, these sponsors here that I'm going to list through, you know, they help us kind of sweeten the pot for the prize for our participants, because usually we pay out, you know, sometimes the top 15 in the championship division and so on. Nice large trophies for the each winner. And it kind of also keeps the cost down for these entries, because like we said, not everybody's getting supported from their club. Some of them are paying their own way to come here. So we try to keep that as down as we can. So, you know, these extra sponsors go a long ways to keep this deal what it is here. So our sponsors this year are ASI Audiology and Hearing, Cullen & Associates, Atlantic Bottling, I Associates of Atlantic, Hennington Construction, First Whitney Bank & Trust, Oakland Foods, Hy-Vee Food Stores, Rolling Hills Bank & Trust, Detter Motor Company, Brocker Carnes & Carnes, McAtee Tire, Mulligan's Restaurant, and KJN AM 1220.
Excellent. A good group of folks.
Yes, there are.
Well, it should be a good time. Hopefully the weather will be great if we have weekend weather this weekend like we had last weekend. Oh, boy, is it going to be fun.
Yeah, it will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, the course has been playing great. Looks really nice. A lot of work's been done to it here this year to make it even, I don't want to call it more playable, a little bit more challenging. It'll be fun.
Yes, it will be. And, you know, credit goes to our groundskeeper, Patrick Williams, and, of course, our in-house manager, Cheryl Dusenberry. Her and her staff, they'll be definitely very busy this week accommodating everybody. So should be a good time. Just also want to note that on the website of the Country Club, it's www.theagcc.com. All of the tee times and all the scores are posted basically in real time on that website. So, you know, come about Wednesday afternoon, you can pull that up and should be able to see the tee times of your favorite golfer. And I think also on your mobile devices, if you go on there through the website and mobile devices, you can kind of star your favorite golfer and keep up to date onto them. So as they go throughout the 3 days. So, you know, many ways to keep updated.
Again, fan spectator friendly.
Yes,
very
it is.
Good. 56th Annual Tournament of Champions this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Hope you get a chance to get on out and enjoy some golf, some food, a little comedy. Should be a good weekend, Matt. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.